الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: وما للظالمين من أنصار. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون، إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتقوا الظلم، فإن الظلم ظلمات يوم القيامة. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Our respected elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam, when there is a wound in the body, when someone has pain in the body, if any part of the body is aching, or if anyone falls and you have an injury sustained on your foot, what do? We call it marhampatti, okay? You put a plaster. If it's quite intense and if it's quite difficult, then you have to do something else. Today, the greatest wound upon the entire Ummah is the case of Palestine. Palestine, Gaza, Jenin, Khan Yunus. Last night, the severity of the attacks that have come through are absolutely, they are so intense. They are now saying we've not seen bombing like this in the past, wallahu alam, 500 and something days. There's nothing left there. They are bombing hospitals. They are bombing medical centers. They are bombing, you name it. Why? Because there is absolutely no value for Muslim life. That is the bottom line. And unfortunately, we have leaders in the Muslim world that have not said a single word in regards to Palestine. What we have been told in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anbiya, إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً. This ummah is one nation. وَأَنَ رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ. And I am your master, you worship me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying we are all meant to be one body. We are all meant to be one body. In Surah Al-Hujurat, in para number 26, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. All brothers, every single believer is a wali of Allah, is a friend of Allah, and internally there is Islamic brotherhood. There is Islamic brotherhood. Unfortunately, and then you got the hadith mentioned by Imam Muslim, where Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam says, the example of the Muslim ummah is like one body. It's one body. If one limb and one part of your body will ache, then the masala is your entire body will ache, or your entire body should ache. If an individual is impacted by a headache, the eye does not see, you know, the eye will not say, I'm not going to sleep. The eye will not say, you know what, I'm going to go to sleep. I will go to sleep and you can suffer what you are suffering. If there is another part of the body, say, example, you've got a pain in the leg. You know, mashallah, nowadays a lot of people have in the kneecap, okay, they have pain, they go through operations. The knee will not, you know, the rest of the body is not going to say, you can suffer, we are all going to sleep. The entire body will ache, will become restless, and there will be sleepless nights for the entire body. That is the example of the Muslim ummah. In the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at the value. In the sight of the Messenger of Allah, look at the value of a Muslim individual. Look at the value of a Muslim person when Rasulullah is leaving Makkah Mukarramah. And he goes, Wawasi is leaving and he's going to one area. He looks back at the Kaaba and he says, Oh Makkah Mukarramah, I would never have left you. Had I not been expelled from Makkah Mukarramah, I would never have left. But because your community have expelled me from Makkah Mukarramah, they have compelled me to leave, therefore I don't have a choice. That's why I'm leaving. But then what did Rasulullah say? The value of the heart of a believer and the life of a believer is even much more than the Ka'batullah itself. That is the value of a believer in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So number one, the first thing we need to do, we need to have concern for the ummah. Ask yourself, if my child was in ICU, you know, he was in ICU, okay, in the critical center, in hospital, if a child was in taken in emergency, and now they've given critical 24 hours, 12 hours, 48 hours, what is my situation, what is your situation? Ask ourselves, are we making dua for our brothers and sisters in Gaza the way as if it was my own? Are we, you know, we really need to ask ourselves, kya is tarah hum dua kar rahe hain? Now, in terms of what is happening in the world, in terms of Israeli bombings, we have absolutely no hesitation to say, 100% we are absolutely certain the wrath of Allah will come. 100%. In fact, if you can say 1,000%, we'll say 1,000%. The wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. Why? Because Allah made zulm haram. The hadith is mentioned by, if I remember rightly, is mentioned by Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, or if I remember, it's one of the Bukhari or Muslim, where Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam says, "Inni harramtu zulma ala nafsi." I have made zulm haram upon myself. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْتُهُ مُحَرَّمٌ فِي مَا بَيْنَكُمْ. And I've made it haram for you as well. فَلَا تَظَالَمُ. Don't do zulm. تمہیں ظلم نہیں کرنا ہے. Why? Because see, Allah Ta'ala will tolerate kufr, but Allah will not tolerate zulm. Allah will tolerate disobedience and not acknowledging Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. When was Fir'aun punished? When he became a zalim? Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik, or one of the brothers of, one of the sons of Abdul Malik ibn Marwan. Just to give you an idea, Allah Ta'ala does not tolerate zulm. The consequences of zulm will come in this world, and if not in this world, as soon as an individual is lowered into his grave, he will see the consequences of the oppression. The hadith is mentioned by Imam Muslim. Rasulullah alayhi salam says, اتقوا الظلم فإن الظلم ظلمات يوم القيامة واتقوا الشح فإن الشح أهلك من كان قبلكم. What did Rasulullah say? Avoid zulm. Avoid oppression. Why? Because it will become darknesses on the day of Qiyamah. Darkness in the grave. Darkness when the angels will come to extract the soul of an individual. Darkness when on the day of Qiyamah. And eventually darkness where in the form of the fire of hell. In the form of the fire of hell. Just to give you some examples. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we are told we cannot do zulm. I was saying Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik or one of the other brothers. He passed away. And he was about to be lowered into his grave. He was about to be lowered into his grave. One of the greatest giants of the time, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, he was alive at the time. And he was also in the graveyard. The body of Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik started moving. The body started moving. So the sons are thinking, our father was wrongly diagnosed that he's dead. He's not dead. You know, just on the side note here, just on one side note, you need to be very, very careful. Very, very careful. If a family member dies, you must be very, very careful. What you say in the hospital, because if you are ready to take the consequences of what you utter at that time, then you say whatever you want. But if you are not willing to take the consequences, then you need to be very, very careful. Why did I say that? There's been a death in our area, in Goodmays. There's been a death. The sister passed away. One sister passed away. She was only 35 years old. Her sister was a nurse. Her sister is a nurse. And she must have said, it was because of medical negligence that my sister passed away. Medical negligence. And that has been recorded by the hospital. Medical negligence. She passed away. The sister passed away last Thursday. They've still not given the body. The body is still in the morgue. Why? Because now we have to investigate. And now it's become a police case. So the coroners have had a meeting and they've come to the conclusion, sorry, we cannot release the body. Why? Because now it is a case of medical negligence. So therefore we have to thoroughly investigate. Now just imagine they're saying the earliest maybe they will give the body earliest is maybe coming Monday. And that is if they're lucky. Why? Because they are going to do an autopsy on the body. they might cut the leg or they might cut the chest and then see what was the cause of death. But you know, the body is going to be there for 10, 11 days. Sulaiman ibn Abd al-Malik, he starts moving. Abu Alaqa, he's dead. The children are saying, our father most probably is alive. And that's why Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah said he's not alive. He is not alive. Jalli unke namaz janaza padha do and get him into the ground. Why? Because what he is facing now is what he is going to face inside the grave. Allah Ta'ala has just hasted with his punishment outside the grave. And that is why he is suffering and he's moving about. Zulm will have its consequences 100%. And inshallah, you know what is happening to our Muslim brothers and sisters? Inshallah, it will come back to haunt them, inshallah. And we know as a fact, inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah and then in the grave, and then inshallah, before they die, they will see the consequences. I'm sure you know, the butcher before Netanyahu was Ariel Sharon. This guy had a massive heart attack in 2006. He was admitted in hospital in 2005, in December, and then in 2006, he had a massive brain hemorrhage. And they did multiple operations on this individual, and then he remained in a state of vegetation. You call it a vegetational state in hospital. He was in coma for how many years? For 8 years. And he passed away in 2014, he passed away. Zulm, Allah Ta'ala will punish an individual. The hadith is mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah from Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu. What did Rasulullah say? Inna Allah la yumli li zalim hatta idha akhadahu lam yuflitu. Allah will give respite to a zalim until the time will come when Allah will grab and seize. Allah will thereafter, Allah Ta'ala will not leave them. What our brothers and sisters in Palestine are suffering, yes, it will give us grief. And maybe many of us can't even see the pictures. When you're watching Sky News or when you're watching and you can see for 5 minutes, okay, you will completely change the channel. You will put, you know, you just can't see it now. You just cannot see it. You know, some people have become desensitized. Some people generally, we just cannot see it. But inshallah, you know, everyone has to die. Everyone has to die. These people have gone as martyrs. They have absolutely nothing to live for. If I show you the messages that have come from Palestine yesterday, one brother just told me before Jumu'ah I came and he said, I called someone in Palestine and they said, we have never seen anything like this. You know what the brothers and sisters in Palestine have gone through for the past 70, 80 years. And they've only got one narrative. This is all because of 7th of October to 2023. It's not because of 7th October. And what you forgot? You forgot 1947? And you forgot the occupation? You forgot the theft of land? You know, what can we say? When it comes to Zulm, I've given you the example of Ariel Sharon. The entire Quran is filled with the stories of Qawm Aad, Qawm Thamud, Qawm Fir'aun himself, and then Qawm Lut. When people have done zulm, Allah Ta'ala wa amma aadun fa'uhliku birihin sarsarin aatiya. Allah Ta'ala will send severe winds. Allah Ta'ala will send fires. Inshallah, the consequences will come. I'm sure everyone here has heard of the name Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. He passed away at the age of 53. When did he pass away? He passed away in the month of Ramadan. In 95 Hijri. 95 Hijri. Hajjaj ibn Yusuf killed 120,000 Muslims. How much? 120,000 Muslims. Do you know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a very, very painful death before he died? Before he died. It's like, you know, he is telling people to beat him up. And that is the only way he's getting comfort. He had a severe abdominal pain. And he died a very, very slow and a brutal death. And then he used to say, because of me killing Sa'id ibn Jubayr, Allah Ta'ala has made me face the consequences of zulm before I die. So the consequences of zulm, okay, they are there. But you know, I want to highlight to you the prophecies of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. I want to highlight to you the prophecies of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. What did Rasulullah say? I would like to share with you two or three hadith of the Messenger of Allah. Number one, Rasulullah, alayhi salatu wasalam, said the Qiyamah is not coming until when? Look what Rasulullah says, لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ السُّنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ السُّنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ حَذْوَ النَّعْلِ بِالنَّعْلِ. The entire hadith is mentioned by Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, Imam Tirmidhi. They've all mentioned the hadith. What did Rasulullah say? You will most certainly follow in the footsteps of those who have gone before you to the extent, shoe to shoe, you will follow them, meaning exactly the same. What they have done, you will do the same. To the extent, if any one of them committed adultery with a family member, there will be people in my ummah that will do the same. And then what did Rasulullah say? To the extent if they enter into the hole and the burrow of a lizard, my ummah will do the same. And the Sahaba said, Messenger of Allah, who are you talking about? Is it al-Yahud wa al-Nasara? Rasulullah said, who else? You know, you will follow in the footsteps of the Yahud and the Nasara. Now, you know, I want to share with you another hadith, which is again, if I remember rightly, mentioned by Imam Muslim, rahimahullah. Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam said, they will come in this ummah, Muslim rulers. Look at this, it's like if Rasulullah is looking at this and he is uttering this sentence. It's a riwayat, you can have a look inshallah, it's a riwayat mentioned by Imam Muslim. What did Rasulullah say? You will find rulers in this ummah. You will hate them and they will hate you. You will curse them and they will curse you. And we're not talking about non-Muslims. We're talking about Muslim leaders. You will hate them, they will hate you. You will curse them and they will curse you. This is what Rasulullah said. Now you tell me, is this not what Rasulullah, the picture that Rasulullah painted here, do you not see that today in Saudi, in the United Arab Emirates, you see it in UAE? These are the very, very individuals that are cozying up to the West. You know, just we call it, ye Maghrib ke bilkul pittu ban gaye. Maghrib ke bilkul pittu ban gaye. They are closing up to the West to such an extent they want to become the West. In fact, they want to put the West to shame. They have stooped so low, And what did Rasulullah say? Okay, there will come a time where they will spend, you know, it's like in entertainment. You look at the fact today, you know how much Saudi is going to spend by 2030 just in Vision 2030, just in the name of sport, $22.6 billion has been earmarked to spend on sports activities, festivals. Right next to Arafat, they're opening a Hollywood, Bollywood concert cinema hall. Right next to Arafat, near Jami'a Umm al-Qura in Makkah Mukarramah. What did Rasulullah salam say? There will come leaders in this ummah, their hearts will be the hearts of devils in human bodies. You tell me, is that not what you're seeing? That is exactly what you and I are seeing today. You go to Saudi Arabia, you go to Dubai, you go to these countries. Pro-Palestinian marches are haram. You go to Saudi Arabia, you have a Palestinian badge that says Free Palestine, Al-Hurriya li fi Filistin. You are in jail. I don't know what's going to happen to you. These people, look what they have done. You know, I'm sure everyone here, I'm not the only one. You've heard of the name Jennifer Lopez. You've heard of her name. You know, when just recently you had the Grand Prix in Jeddah, I was trying to see how much money they paid her for a 20-minute performance from this lady. But it's undisclosed. You know, you can't find it. It's not disclosed. You know, it's not information that you will find. But then you will find, inshallah, you will go and you can find it on the internet. In 2019, Qatar called her for 20 minutes, for a performance of 20 minutes. You know what they gave her? £2 million for 20 minutes, number one. And number two, a private jet from America that cost them £1 million. And that's what they've given. And today, for Palestine, they can't say a single word. The entire Arab world, despite their power, you know, this is what you call, they've got hearts of the devil in human bodies. And this is what Rasulullah is prophesying, that time will come when you will have Muslim rulers that you will curse, they will curse you, you will hate them, they will hate you. You as a Muslim go today with a Palestinian bag, with a Palestinian t-shirt in Makkah Mukarramah, in Medina Munawwara, and you will see the prophecy of the Messenger of Allah السلام, that they hate you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, allow us the tawfiq to understand. You know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us the tawfiq to change our lives. The Quran says in Surah Al-Ra'd, you can have a look, inshallah. If I remember rightly, it's ayat number 113 in Surah Al-Ra'd. What does Allah say? Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi-anfusihim. Allah is not going to change the situation of a community until you do not change yourselves. So what do we do? There's a few things that you can do, inshallah. A, B, C, D. A, B, C, D, S. Just remember that, inshallah. A, B, C, D. A, we need to create awareness and the plight of the Muslim Ummah, especially our brothers and sisters, be it in Palestine, be it in Yemen, be it in Iraq, wherever they may be. We need to have that concern. If I tell you, it's amazing. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab used to say, if a donkey slips in Iraq, look what he's saying. If a donkey slips in Iraq, I fear Allah will ask me, oh Umar, in your leadership, a donkey slipped in Iraq. What did you do? This is Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab. In front of our eyes, this is their figures. 53,000 was the figure yesterday of Muslims that have been martyred, and they have no country. You got starvation, you got bombing. You know what, you go to one area, the bombing starts there. You go to another area, everyone is moved there. The bombing is starting there. You got starvation. You got bombings. The bombs that were thrown on Hiroshima and Nagasaki is nothing compared to what has been thrown in a few mile radius of Gaza. And you must have seen the pictures. You know what is there. If that is not going to change me and you, and we still cannot come for Fajr namaz, and we can't come for Isha namaz, what are we waiting for? You know, we just need to ask ourselves, what am I waiting for in order to change my life? The least we can do, we make dua for the people of Gaza. That is the absolute least. A, you need to create an awareness. So A, for awareness. B, boycott. Whatever you can boycott, you need to boycott. Okay, you know why? Because these individuals, you hurt them where it hurts them. And where does he hurt them? In their pockets. That's where you have to hurt them. Inshallah, in that manner, at least, مَن نَفَّسَ عَن مُؤْمِنٍ كُرْبَةً مِّن كُرَبِ الدُّنْيَا نَفَّسَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مِّن كُرَبِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ أو كما قال رواه الإمام مسلم رحمه الله. If you try to remove and relieve a Muslim of a difficulty and a hardship, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will remove our difficulties on the day of Qiyamah. So inshallah, A, create a sense of awareness. Why? Because you know what? That's the least we can do. What did Rasulullah say? Man ra'a minkum munkaran. The hadith of Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri mentioned by Imam Muslim, Imam al-Tirmizi. What did Rasulullah say? Man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu biyadihi. If you see a munkar, an evil happening, try and change it. Try and stop it with your hand. If you can't do that, try and stop it with your tongue. At least have that feeling within your heart what is happening is wrong. Do not become desensitized. Okay, you know what? This is normal now. Okay, they're fighting for their freedom. The Israelis are fighting. Okay, for the safety of their country. In the name of safety, in the name of Hamas, they've destroyed the entire country. Where was Hamas under a medical center? Where was Hamas under a house that they bombed last night, where multiple people have passed away? You know, everywhere they see Hamas. You know, inshallah, when you're not scared of Allah, then everything will make you scared. When you are not scared of Allah, the hadith of the Messenger of Allah, if you are not aware and scared of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will be afraid of everything in the world. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so A, bring that sense of awareness. B, boycott. C, charity. Try and find a reliable organization and try and give whatever you can. The call that someone received yesterday, he was telling me, okay, you will not believe we received a call from Gaza, and people have not ate for days on end. For days on end, they've not eaten. We don't have four meals a day, and we feel hungry. And these people, when they do get anything to eat, it's either some soup, or it's either, I don't know, wallahu alam, they take grass, they boil grass, and they're drinking the water from the grass. Okay, this is what they're eating. Khair, inshallah, and D for dua. Okay, make a lot of dua. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min az-zalimin. Why? Because what comes upon us is because of our sins. They are facing what we are doing in terms of our sins. Maybe that is coming on them. Okay, do not rely on Arab leaders to say anything, because they're not going to say anything. They're absolutely sold out. They are absolutely 110%. They are also sold out. No one can say, you know, Turkey can't get a loaf into Gaza. Turkey can't get a loaf into Gaza. Okay, all these Muslim countries, they can't get a loaf, one truck into Gaza. You know, we need to ask ourselves, where do we stand? Khair inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq inshallah. And I'm going to finish on this inshallah. You know, the days of Qurbani, the days that we are going through now, it's teaching me and you Qurbani and sacrifice. Ibrahim alayhi salam gave the sacrifice of the greatest sacrifice any human being can give, and that is his son. We are not told to give sacrifice of our children, but we can do one thing. We can give sacrifice of haram that is within our lives. And that is what we should learn from the days of Qurbani. And another lesson, which is a very, very big lesson that we learn from the days of Qurbani, is we need to know human limitation of the human intellect. In the days of Qurbani, in the days of Hajj, you will have people that will tell you, okay, we have to use our aql, we have to use our intellect, and we have to use our brains. And therefore, you know, we don't understand Qurbani. We do not understand Qurbani. Why did Allah give you and me Hajj? To understand your limitation. When Sharia tells you do something, you do it, you don't question it. Why? Because it came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sharia is telling me and you have to stay in Arafat. But oh Allah, 364 days of the year, no one says in Arafat. Why do I have to now? Because Allah Ta'ala said it so. And that's what we find in the Quran. Iyaka na'bud. What does Iyaka na'bud mean? Every day we read it. Oh Allah, you alone we worship. That means, oh Allah, you are the master. That makes us, oh Allah, we are the slaves. If we are the slaves, Allah Ta'ala is a master. That means you have to do everything that the master tells you. You understand it, you don't understand it. You know, you think the human intellect can govern your entire life from the time you were born until the time you will die, until the time of Qiyamah? Do you think the aql has the capacity to govern your entire life? Doesn't. The only thing that will govern your entire life is the Quran. Alhamdulillah, الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. What does the Quran say? Quran is upright. 50, 60, 70 years ago, homosexuality was a taboo. Now they're telling you, no, it's acceptable, it's celebrated, and if you don't acknowledge it, there's something wrong with you. Okay, that's what the human intellect will tell you. Okay, I'll finish on this inshallah. There was one individual, Ubaydullah ibn Hassan al-Qaramiti. This was an individual who worshipped the aql, the human aql. And he was of the opinion, you have to understand everything based on aql. You leave the hadith to one side, you leave the Quran to one side. They were known as a batiniya jama'ah. Jama'atul batiniya. Not about 100 years ago. 100 years ago, Ubaydullah ibn Hassan al-Qaramiti. You will be surprised and shocked if I tell you what he said. You know, I don't want to go into that because there's some kids here, inshallah. But inshallah, some other time I'll mention it to you. But you know what he says? A individual should marry his sister. Why? Because you know her more than you know anyone else. So therefore, you should be marrying your sister. Why? Because this is human aql. That's what the human aql tells you. You look at Encyclopedia Britannica. Look at Encyclopedia Britannica. And go on to the section where it says, the atom bomb. You know what it will say? The atom bomb. The atom bomb was what saved millions of lives in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. What if it was not bombed, you know, if the people were not bombed in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, the battle would have continued and it would have taken thousands and thousands of lives. So now that is the definition of the human, of the atom bomb. You know, when you follow human intellect, you have to understand the capacity of the human intellect is very limited. Where Allah Ta'ala tells me and you to do something, we do it. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq and the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, sisters, inshallah. Just a few announcements, inshallah. Number one, we have Hafiz Asri, rahimahullah, who passed away some time ago. His wife is quite unwell. So, inshallah, there is a request for du'as for our sister, inshallah. Elderly sister, inshallah. Make du'a Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her what is best for her. If shifa is better for her, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her shifa. And inshallah, give the family sabr and himmah and courage, inshallah. And we make du'a for our entire Muslim ummah, all our brothers and sisters, wherever they may be. If they are unwell, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them shifa. If they are meant to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah grant them meeting with iman and inshallah with goodness, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grant us the tawfiq as well to prepare for our death, inshallah. We see so many people dying before our eyes. We make du'a, inshallah, for everyone around the world. We make du'a for our brothers and sisters, inshallah, in Palestine. Allah ta'ala accept their martyrdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant sabr and himmah to those of orphans and the widows that are left behind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them courage. May Allah give them, inshallah, their own country. We do not ask from anyone or any one of the leaders of the world. We directly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah alone. If Allah were to see, because the hearts are in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, changing the hearts is solely in the control of Allah. So inshallah we make dua, Allah ta'ala grant them relief, Allah grant them good, inshallah. And may Allah ta'ala make it so that Allah ta'ala does not test us in the way that Allah ta'ala is testing them. They have succeeded in their test. Alhamdulillah, it is a testimony to their iman because of their connection to the Quran. That's why they've been able to survive. Ask ourselves, do we have that connection with the Quran? That if these times come upon us, are we able to connect to the Quran, or are we going to fail that test? So we make dua, Allah ta'ala not bring those kind of tests upon us, inshallah. But Allah just grant us shukr for whatever we have. Because you believe me, we are better off than 4, 5, 6 billion people around the world. We are much, much, much better. May Allah keep it so. Allah give us aman. Allah give us security, inshallah. And the second announcement, inshallah, is qurbani. If anyone would like to give a qurbani, in India, it'll be £150. It's done in the UP area. It'll be 7 chairs, will be £150. If you would like to give individual chairs, it'll be £25. MashaAllah, there is also qurbani that is going to be done in Palestine. But for a small animal, for one share, just the one share, for a sheep or a goat, it's £1,500. You can see the level of inflation there in Gaza. And plus, they don't have nothing at all. You can't even find a big animal that you can do qurbani for. So there's, for one animal, one share in one animal is £1,500, and that is cheap. Because some other organizations are charging £1,750. So inshallah, if you want to give there, inshallah, alhamdulillah, by all means. And the last announcement, tomorrow there is a huge march that has been organized, a pro-Palestinian march organized in the city. It'll start at Embankment, Friends of Al-Aqsa from Leicester, and there are many, many Muslim, non-Muslim organizations that have all teamed up. It's a national thing. If you just go onto Friends of Al-Aqsa website, you'll find it, inshallah. They will start at Embankment and go into Downing Street. Please, you know, go in your numbers, inshallah. Flock in your numbers. This is the least we can do to, inshallah, support them, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا ilaha illallah.
الحمد لله العلي الكبير المتفرد بالقوة والجبروت العادل في قضائه الحكيم في أمره لا يظلم الناس شيئا وهو الغفور الودود. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. فاتقوا الله عباد الله وراقبوه في السر والعلانية، واعلموا أن الظلم ظلمات يوم القيامة، وإنه من أعظم الذنوب وأشد المعاصي. قال سبحانه وتعالى: ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: إن الظالمين لهم عذاب أليم. عباد الله، الظلم محرم في كل صوره. عن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يرويه عن ربه عز وجل أنه قال: يا عبادي، إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظالموا. قال الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله: تنام عيناك والمظلوم منتبه، يدعوك عليك يدعو عليك وعين الله لم تنم. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من الظلم، ونقي أرزاقنا من الحرام، وأصلح ذات بيننا، واجعلنا من عبادك العادلين المنصفين. اللهم انصر المظلومين في كل مكان، وخذ الظالمين أخذ عزيز مقتدر، وأرنا فيهم عجائب قدرتك يا قوي يا جبار. وصل اللهم وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله. أما بعد، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى مخبراً وآمراً: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليماً. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أصحابي كلهم عدول، أصحابي كالنجوم، فبأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى: أولئك حزب الله، ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون، ألا إن حزب الله هم الغالبون. اللهم ارض عنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام المسلمين، وانصر من نصر الدين ولا واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل الدين ولا تجعلنا منهم. اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. اللهم احفظ فلسطين وكشمير وعراق ويمن والسودان وجميع أنحاء العالم. اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم. اللهم ارزقهم الأمن والأمان والسلامة والإيمان. اللهم فرج كربهم. اللهم اشف مرضاهم. اللهم ارحم وتقبل شهداءهم. اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم. اللهم اربط على قلوبهم وكن لهم عونا ونصيرا يا قوي يا عزيز. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. واذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Brothers, please come inside, inshallah, into the sufuf. Inshallah, there will be a lot of gaps, inshallah. Brothers, please fill in all the gaps in front of you, inshallah. Your garments above the ankles, phones on silent, brothers, please.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
سووا الصفوف فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة الصلاة، وصلوا صلاة المودعين يا عباد الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
الحمد لله الذي وهب لي على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق، إن ربي لسميع الدعاء. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي، ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب، ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون، إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى، سبحان ربي الأعلى، سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
لإلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف، فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أستغفر الله، أستغفر الله، أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت، ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا، ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم في فلسطين، اللهم انصرهم في باكستان وفي كشمير، اللهم انصرهم في اليمن، اللهم انصرهم في العراق، اللهم انصرهم في السودان، اللهم انصرهم، اللهم انصرهم، اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم، اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا، إنك أنت السميع العليم، تب علينا يا مولانا، إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.